Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese, or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, this is Sunaina and welcome to the Keep It Alive series by TalkCX for Life. And we have with us the effervescent Tanuja Gomes, co-founder of Furtado School of Music, FSM. Tanuja began FSM in 2011 with a vision to make quality music education accessible to everybody across age groups while making the entire learning process fun-filled and joyous. It also has programs for corporates and has worked in the past with leaders like TCS to provide instrumental training to its professionals in-house. Tanuja shares with us how setting objectives to achieve a level of proficiency is the key to master an instrument, as long as you're committed to it. What would you say as your competition? Is it the local guys who, is price a factor?
I don't think a price is that much factor, but I feel competition for us are all other distractions and all things that take up
the gadget, the smartphones.
Exactly, all that. Whether for kids today, I guess the smartphone is clearly, the kids are addicted to it. Or all other classes, right? And I don't blame the parent or the child. I know that today we are ambitious to expose our kids to everything.
Right.
So, my child
learning Chinese also might be.
Exactly. I mean, it's a big thing in US now. I mean, schools have that program. So the challenges and the competition for us, for adults, it's your commitment.
Right.
Okay. And priority. There are continuously things that we have to prioritize. Mm. But I feel these are habits and life skills that should be a part and has to be woven with some amount of commitment. Whether it is your sports or gym or health, healthy eating, or like this, a skill set like this. Music helps in many ways. It helps with people who learn music or listen to music also, a lot of Western classical music. Helps with Parkinson's and dementia. There's a lot of theory.
A lot of research.
Lots of research that is there. Playing music, in fact, only is a sure shot way of avoiding dementia.
Is it?
It is, because it's your left brain, right brain wiring. So a lot of research has been, a conclusive research has proven that. In fact, I know a brilliant, inspiring lady who's probably 83, 84, and she still plays the piano. And trust me, she's so sharp. So that just...
I think anything that keeps your brain active is that it...
Exactly, the both.
Right. So the left and right brain.
Exactly. So if it helps, what happens with music is your 3H are working. Your hand, your heart, your head.
Oh, wow.
All together.
Right.
So when you're playing a note, you're reading notation, that's maths. It's calculative. It's analyzing it.
Right.
Your hand is moving with that. And your heart enjoys that, right? So and it's a creative part, which is always interacting. So that's why music helps. The competition is largely commitment for adults. And for children are so many different classes. Another thing is, very often parents perceive that as the kid grows and gets into grade 8, 9, 10, they don't have time. And therefore, they feel that music should not be prioritized. But again, music only helps. I know of a mother, whose kid has advanced in three instruments. And she told me that every year when he's picked up on instrument, and when I'm saying the kid is grade 8, that's really progressing very well. His scores in school have only gone up.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it helps. That's again... we feel abhi time nahi hai ye sab ke liye, let him study or her study. I think it will only help the kid.
In terms of online, we spoke of online, even High is on, it's an app, right?
Yes.
So do you have scores? Do people can, play a guitar and know how they've played also? Is there something like that?
We have Music Buddy. It's a tool which helps you know how you're playing with what you're learning. Okay. So, for example, it's simple. You're learning Happy Birthday or you know, Ode to Joy or one of these pieces. Your environment around you probably doesn't know whether you're playing it in tune or not. Therefore, how do we empower the kid at home to know how they're playing? So we have this software where you just have to, the teacher will give you the homework and you do, you know, you start playing against that. It will tell you that where all you've been right, where all you need improvement and give you a score. And we are now taking that to all the kids in the school where we are saying, you know, find, match up with your buddy. So find your friend who's at your score. And our vision is that someday all these kids can come together or adults can come together and say, you know what, let's jam. You and I can, we are on the same level. Let's go to any FSM center or we'll find places where we can help adults and kids to come and jam. Eventually, that's one of the most gratifying part. Make real friends. Don't be in the virtual world. Come out there and and interact together. That's what we are very excited about.
So in terms of this whole online explosion as well, do you see that as a threat also in the sense that there are YouTube videos and tutorials and, you know, everything can be learned online now?
And
there are many who have even gone online and learned. Through YouTube.
I think, no, I don't see that as a threat at all. It is very good. The more the people learn, the more the people play, the more it will be, the more they will inspire people around. So, you know, we're a country with over a billion people. And we know that we're not going to be able to reach out to everybody. So technology is a means, YouTube. And by all means, I think, like anything, today you can learn English or any of these subjects which your kid is learning in the school, even on Khan Academy. But why do you go to a school? Because there is a more structured format. So the people who are looking at that structured format will always prefer a warm body interaction with a teacher. And people who really feel they are... they don't have access to the teacher and ways, you know, that they are looking at, which are easy for them, then it is YouTube. There's nothing right or wrong. The more they learn, the better it is. It's about practice.
So what's the USP of Otato School of Music?
Wonderful. So clearly our, we are the only school, and if I may say, probably globally as well, who have a program for every age, who is trying to inspire people to come learn music. We are also very advanced when it comes to technology. So it's not just, we've got our roots right in terms of a curriculum. And the tree is growing and spreading and using the means which are today's means for a child to interact with. So that's our USP, that we are very agile about how to talk to, say, you as an adult and inspire you to learn. Largely children, because that's where, you know, and that's where, so we are clear about that, that that's our world. Kids between age 7 and 14, okay, and reach out to them, inspire them, help them perform, help them learn this beautiful language of music. We are very confident, I can tell you, in when these kids look back, they will say, oh, you know, I learned from FSM. That was my first class with FSM. I performed through FSM.
For Portados, what's the future that you see?
Clearly, we will be the largest force to reckon with when it comes to music education. We want to reach out to the length and breadth of this country and make music available to all. Okay. And we want to be the best in what we do. We don't want to be complacent. We want to always, and that is with our team, our teachers who carry that pride, who, you know, and the wisdom to impart this music education.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.